Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to share some thoughts on what it takes to build healthier and more productive work environments for ourselves and our teams. In recent conversations leading up to presentations, I've been receiving more and more requests to include things like finding a workable work-life balance. Now, I sometimes joke that the phrase work-life balance is a little misleading. It suggests that these are two separate things, like we have work and then we have a life. But you know, newsflash, we spend a considerable percentage of our waking hours at this thing called work. So treating it as something that is in competition with a happy life is, well, misguided. I've long suggested to folks that our jobs are not and should not be the most important things in our lives. However, we should never forget that it is our job that allows us to take care of whatever or whoever are the most important things in our lives. Now, I'm not saying we should simply take on a just grin and bear it attitude towards things. Not that there aren't times when, well, we do. No, creating a healthier and happier work environment is important because we things called humans tend to be more productive in happier environments. I know, shocking, huh? When going through a few columns I've referenced over the years, I came upon an article in Forbes that resonated. An operation called CareerBliss.com conducted an extensive survey to find the 10 happiest jobs in America. Now, to do this, the researchers identified 9 factors that played into an employee's workplace happiness. They were then able to rank which factors were the strongest drivers of satisfaction and happiness. I always feel the need to remind the more cynical among us that, yes, workplace happiness is important. Happier employees tend to show up on time, have fewer absences, stay engaged in their jobs, have higher retention rates, tend to give better customer service, and are more productive. But besides that, nah, it's not all that important, right? They found that the 3 most influencing factors on job happiness, and by significant margins, are a job's specific day-to-day tasks, how much control an employee has over his tasks, and the interpersonal relationships between coworkers, supervisors, and customers. Salary was pretty far down the list, actually. Now again, I always feel the need to point out that while salary may not rank in the top 3 drivers, let's not kid ourselves. It matters. People don't stay happy if they can't pay their bills. But of the 3 biggest drivers, day-to-day tasks may be the hardest for a manager to change. There are many things our teams simply have to do that don't really lend themselves to flexibility. And our auditors tend not to be flexible. The other 2 factors, however, are more within our ability to impact. When we are most concerned with assuring that employees do things exactly the way we tell them to do them, we're more likely to see less engaged, rote behavior. If you try to do all of the thinking for a team, they will often oblige you and stop thinking. Well, they'll be thinking just about other non-work-related things because they've been trained to strictly follow a script. But I've long observed that when we allow folks even small areas of creative freedom and personalization, we usually see higher levels of engagement in most things that they do. Teams who feel their personalities and extra efforts are what differentiate their branches from the pack tend to, you know, actually show personality and give extra effort. And while a manager would be delusional to think he can make team members like each other all of the time, he can absolutely communicate standards of conduct and decorum for his team. When manners and respect between coworkers are non-negotiable, the work environments created tend to support higher levels of customer service and customer satisfaction. Besides our families and significant others, folks in our branches likely spend more time during any given week working shoulder to shoulder with team members. It would be silly to think that groups of people working long hours in close quarters at challenging jobs will never get cross with each other. I often kid with folks to consider their families. They likely love those people more than anyone in the world, and there are times in which they drive them up a wall as well. Hey, we're human, folks. The leadership guru Peter Drucker said it well. He said that manners are the lubricating oil of organizations. I think he was spot on. I would humbly suggest that smiles and laughter are equally important. It has been my experience that good people are not turned off by hard work. In fact, most like knowing that not just anyone can do their jobs. It's negative environments that tend to make them disengage, not hard work. And here's the thing about us humans. We tend to adopt the moods and attitudes of those around us. One outwardly upbeat and polite person tends to lead to another, and another. Before you know it, that's what your team is, upbeat and polite. And that's the kind of teams good people want to work with and customers and members want to bank with. And that should make everyone happy. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.